Hello, everybody. This is Raul Jr. Ramirez from San Diego, California. It is Saturday. It is August the 17th, I believe, if I'm correct. Anyway, this is my very first podcast episode. I'm super happy to be here, super pumped. This is my first time doing a podcast. Actually, kind of my second, the first time I attempted to do a YouTube video blog, but I didn't stick to it, and here I am again. 2 years later doing it. The whole reason for this podcast is I simply want to share content with you guys. I want to share my life experiences with you guys. I want to have some open discussions and debates about important topics that interest me or topics that you guys bring to the table to me. I love to discuss different ideas. And I think it's very interesting to talk about pretty much subjects that we're interested in. Things that are currently going on in the world, business, entrepreneurship. I'm definitely hoping that we build a community around this podcast for business and entrepreneurial minded type of people. A little bit of background about myself. I am 28 years old. I was born in California, but I was raised in Mexico. My parents are Mexican. They came here to the US when they were fairly young. They had me, and then we moved to Mexico. My mom didn't want us growing up here in the US. And I can say that I'm extremely thankful that I was raised in Mexico, because it opened up my eyes to a lot of different things. My parents were entrepreneurs in Mexico, and that kind of stuck to me and made me grow up with the mentality that one should have their freedom, make their own rules, and pretty much live the life that they want. Aside from that, professional background, I work as a digital marketer. I used to work for companies in the past, and I just made the jump to full-time freelancing work a couple months ago. I love it. I enjoy it. There's nothing like having flexibility and making your own schedule. I will tell you that it has been challenging. Has been a little bit tough. I know it's going to continue to be tough and challenging, but this is something that I'm doing because I enjoy it, but also at the same time because right now it's going to open the door for me in order to allocate time into other projects that I have going on. I am helping family build some businesses, as well as building a business for myself aside from the marketing. That's about it. That's about it on my background right now. This is my first episode. I'll be chatting with you guys more about my life, but my ideas, my goals, my dreams. I'm also using this as a way to keep myself accountable, because in the past I've tended to be irresponsible or undisciplined, and I think we've all done it. I think we all have our downfalls and our issues, and I think it's important to address those things, because the moment that you address them, you accept them, you realize where you're messing up, and you identify that you need to make a change, right, in order to improve your life. So that's it for now. I'm also going to be giving you guys tip of the days. Pretty much today, my tip of the day, this is something that I just thought about a couple hours ago, that I've always thought about it, but today it really resonated with me after having a very interesting phone call with a potential business client for one of my businesses that I'm building. I think that it's extremely important for us to, one, know ourselves. We also have to, number two, trust ourselves, and number three, we have to believe in ourselves, because that translates into everything else in life, and it'll spread into your work, into your life, and everything. And I think sometimes we tend to forget that. I think I think as individuals, we are the ones that judge ourselves the hardest, or the ones that, bring ourselves down. I don't think it's so much the outside world. I think it's us. So if you know yourself, if you get to a point where you know yourself, you trust in yourself and you believe in yourself, I think your life is going to change dramatically, because without those three key components, you will not be able to achieve anything. People will notice if you don't know yourself, or if you don't trust yourself, or if you don't believe yourself. So I think this is something that you can apply to everyday life. The moment that you wake up, talk to yourself. Tell yourself positive things, acknowledge the things that you need to change, and how you will conquer the day and make a better version of yourself. And then also use this for business, right? You need to know yourself, and you need to believe that you're capable of accomplishing whatever you want. Again, that is my tip of the day. Raul, that's my name, 28 years old, currently residing in California. I'm super excited to share my content with you guys. I'll be pumping out content on the weekly. Any questions you guys have, any topics that you guys want to discuss, please shoot them my way. I'll be more than happy to have open discussions. Again, I want to keep myself accountable. I want to share with you guys a journey. And I think the world that we live in today, we can all learn from each other's experiences. Another quick thing, sorry, last tip of the day. I was just thinking about this too, and I've thought about it before, but I think it really resonated with me today. Again, I mentioned I had a very interesting phone call with a potential business client. I've heard a lot in the past where people tend to tell you, you need to start from the bottom. You know, you need to start at the lowest of the lowest of the lowest. I think this is wrong, and I think this is a wrong mentality to have. I understand that it's good to be hungry, it's good to humble beginnings and start from the bottom, because it teaches you patience, it teaches you to value things and different things. But also at the same time, if you find yourself having a intellectual mentality or identifying indicators of where you can make moves or improve your life or your finances or whatever it may be, there's no reason why you should start at the bottom. If you identify the issues that others have had and you've talked to people and they give you pointers and you know and you're confident in yourself that you can accomplish something, by all means, you should definitely go for it, take the risk. There's a quote by Tony Stark that I love. It's pretty much, sometimes you need to start running before you even walk. I think this is 100% true. I know that I have done this in my life. Like I said, I haven't stuck to it my whole life, because sometimes we tend to get confused or we get discouraged or we let the outside world affect us. But I think this is huge. If you see an opportunity, there's no reason why you shouldn't take it. Obviously, without screwing anybody over or stepping over people or talking people down. But if you see an opportunity and you know in your heart, mind, body, and soul that you can accomplish it, go for it. Again, that's my second tip of the day. This turned a little bit longer than I planned, but I'll be pumping out content on the weekly. I hope everybody has a successful Saturday and continue to work on your dreams and goals. And I'll be keeping you guys posted with my projects. Hope everybody has a great day.